Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
Yeah, you know, we need them. We need strategies, don't we?
Yes,
we need those strategies for living. So are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready like a borderline porch on a summer night.
What?
Yeah, you know, full of stories, community.
Yeah?
And maybe some mystery.
Ooh.
How about that?
You've been doing your homework, girl.
A little bit.
Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan, PLPC, who obviously does her homework.
On occasion.
Oh, yeah. So we've got a unique program today here on Strategies for Living. We're going to talk about my great-great-grandfather's house.
That's right.
And people may say, David, why would we want to hear about your great-great-grandfather's house? Just, you know, if he's you're old, and if he's your great-great-grandfather, you know, no telling what his house looks like.
Well, we can tell you.
And that's part of the story too, isn't
right.
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because my great great grandfather, his house is the Hippolyte Bordelon home.
Right, it's on the historic register.
Yeah, it's in Marksville.
That's right.
And a lot of people that are listening to us travel down to Marksville and go to the casino down there.
Marksville, well, Louisiana.
It's right down from the casino.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know until this is a lot of things that we're going to talk about today, including, you know, surprises, the things that we don't know. I had no idea until a few years ago that my great-great-grandfather's house was on the historic registry.
Right.
Had no idea.
Yeah. Well, he nudged you.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. And we'll talk about that today. Our life strategist is Adam Bordelon. Adam and I have got to be cousins. I hadn't figured out how many back, but he's our life strategist today, and we're going to talk to him and learn all about Hippolyte or Hippolyte. We'll talk about that too. Bordelon. Thank you for joining us, folks. Strategies is brought to you by the Robinson Film Center, by Azalea Cleaners, by Pintail Roofing, by Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, by the Balanced Life Wellness Center, by Fertitta's Delicatessen, by SRT Sales Training, by Uprising Addiction Center, and by Mira, Direct Primary Care. Back in a moment to meet Adam Bordelon here on Strategies, Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Dr. David McMillan here, psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan there. And let's welcome into the program our life strategist. He is Adam Bordelon. He is actually the registrar of voters in Avoyelles Parish. He's been involved with the Hippolyte Bordelon House since 2019. He lives in Cottonport. And actually, I think he, before he ever got into the house, he was named president of it. I
got to hear that story.
What a story. Welcome, Adam. Welcome. Should I say welcome, cuz, to Strategies for Living.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Oh, gosh, yes. This is what an honor. And, you're the registrar of voters.
So I guess
we could call you Your Honor in a way, huh?
Oh, that's not necessary. Like I said, I got kind of involved in this by a fluke, and we're just kind of trying to get some interest back into it and get it rolling.
Well, we're going to talk about a lot with the house today, but as I said, I didn't know the house existed until a few years ago, mm-hmm. handful of years ago when it popped up on my internet feed. I was Google searching. I was doing some, as Lauren talked about, I was doing some, ancestry work. And boom, here comes the Hippolyte Bordelon House. It's actually at 242 Tunica Drive West, which is Highway 1.
Right off Highway 1, yeah.
And it's easy if you go through Marksville, and a lot of people do. Lauren and I have so many stories about the house, even before we ever set foot in it, mm-hmm. thanks to you. Well, we got to set foot in it thanks to you, Adam, so thank you for that.
Oh, no problem.
All right, so the house, and Hippolyte Bordelon is my great-great-grandfather. My grandmother was Jenny Bordelon. Mm-hmm. And she married we called her Bum Bum. Mm-hmm. She married my grandfather, Levi McMillan. She went the wrong way and got with a Mississippi man. It was very much a Louisiana woman, Mississippi man type of thing. My grandparents. She would tell me, when I was a little kid, she would visit, go down and visit in Marksville. And I remember stories about that. But I never knew about the home. When was the home? Now, you were telling us that the home actually was relocated to Tunica Drive in Marksville, but it was moved there, you know.
Right. So it actually sat on the outskirts of town, around the Blue Town community. And I want to say around the 1970s, they actually took it, brought it into town, and set it up as a museum.
Right. And actually, I think there's a picture on the wall above one of the fireplaces of my great-grandfather, who was Raymond Bordelon. And you told me that when we were in the house. So that's kind of neat. It's actually a preserved Creole-style house, which kind of showcases 19th-century architecture and history. I guess loosely, they used to call it a plantation home. And when many of us in our minds think of plantations, we think of, you know, the palatial spreads of Gone with the Wind, right?
Right, right.
But most of the plantations in Louisiana were probably way more Hippolyte Bordelon type plantations than there were the palatial things, right, Adam?
Right, and coincidentally, I spoke with somebody in the community this week, and they were telling me that exact deal, that, you know, around the outskirts of Marksville, you know, around that time period, that was what houses were, that was working plantations. That's what they look like. That's how they function. They were just these small cottages with a living room and a kitchen all condensed into one, and a bedroom. And then if you had a set of kids, they were in a separate bedroom.
Yeah.
That was off of that bedroom. And that was it. I mean, it's nothing more than that.
Yeah. I mean, they cooked in the fireplaces, and I mean, you know, right, when you come in and you see the fireplaces, and that's the neat thing in visiting the house, is that it's like walking back, obviously, into time. Now, I want to, and we'll talk about this, you know, because we've got Christmas coming.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So, and you guys are relaunching. You kind of will talk about the, and thank you, Adam, mm-hmm. for stepping up. And we'll let you tell the story of that. But if you can get down to Marksville on December the 7th, there's actually a fundraiser. You're going to have a photo with Santa, and it'll be on December the 7th between 12:30 and 4:30. You can go into the home and get your picture taken, see everything, and have this wonderful photograph to remember it by. So, and this is an event. You guys are kind of trying to relaunch the museum and the home. Is that right?
Exactly. It's the Santa aspect of it is just a portion of it. We're just trying to get more interest drawn into the house. It was kind of shut down in 2019. Mr. Clyde Nick, who was the caretaker and the president of the organization, kind of took care of everything. 2019, things started to kind of shut down from there, and then of course we had COVID in 2020.
Right.
So everything just kind of stood at a standstill. We had some damage from some rain that came in. It had a the actual wooden shingle roof. So we were able, you know, previous to my time, they were able to put a metal roof on it, and we're just trying to get the interest back into it and rehab it. We have a couple projects on the horizon. You know, we certain like little projects that we want to get done. You know, we have the little chapel in the backyard. We can talk about that.
Oh yeah.
You know, just different, the outhouse, the chicken coop, just those things. I mean, we're trying to get one step at a time, but mainly just get some community interest drawn back into the home and open it back up as a museum. We have somebody that works there and, they work about 25 hours a week and for tours. But we're just trying to get some community interest back into it.
That's fantastic. And yeah, there are no coincidences, right?
Yeah.
So Lauren and I came by the house back in 2019.
Right. It's interesting how we kind of capstone.
Yeah.
Our visits.
And you know, we actually went to some effort in 2019 to take we were in the Alexandria area, took a kind of a detour to
we had gone to Baton Rouge and we were coming back up.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And it's interesting because we were down when we met you.
Well, in 2019, we came and it was a Sunday.
Yeah, it was
and
a Sunday. So we didn't expect it to be open.
Yeah, obviously we weren't able to go in. Yeah.
Right, but we saw the outside. We were able to look in the chapel, and which is we'll talk about that. It's very a neat little thing. We were able to see the fancy outhouse. I mean, it's a two-seater.
That's it.
Nothing lagging for you board lawns, right?
That's it. Nothing better than a two-seater outhouse.
Absolutely.
In the middle of town.
I love it. But anyway, we went down to the Louisiana Counseling Convention in Baton Rouge, and it's interesting because we finished up a little before we thought we would. Lauren got all of her continuing education done, and we were headed back. And Lauren asked me, "Well, do we want to go through Marksville?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "No, let's do that another time." I was ready to get home.
Yeah.
And but Lauren programmed into Google, you know, Maps, because we always do to keep up with, you know, what's on the highway, and you know they route you through
the fastest.
Yeah. And so it routed us through Marksville.
Right past the house. We couldn't, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no avoiding it.
No. I mean, and so, you know, we're at the outskirts of town, and she said, "Well, what about now? Do you want to go to the house now?" I said, "Well, we better."
We're passing right by it.
Yeah. So, and it was interesting because, you know, we call the phone numbers and, you know, they as you've already explained, everything was kind of down. Mm-hmm. But there was a guy there with a notebook, and we approached him, and he said, "Oh, well, I'm here to meet somebody. I'm going to do some contracting work and some fix some things up." And that's how we met you, Adam. You showed up, and you were so gracious to allow us. We told you, you know, about the story of visiting before. You let us into the house, and here we are. Here we are talking about the house. So thank you for, yeah. But it, you know, when I think about the quote unquote coincidence, mm-hmm. you know, there's no such thing.
No.
Yeah. I mean, we were supposed to.
Oh yeah.
We were supposed to do this.
Not to mention that as we were driving into Marksville, you know, I just had the songs, the music on Spotify, on shuffle, right? And so as we're entering Marksville, a song comes on and it's talking about you're not alone, and then there's some Cajun Creole French in the song talking about we're one family in Louisiana. And so I just looked over at David and I'm like, yeah, your family's calling you home.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Adam Bordelon is I don't know what number he is, but he's certainly a cuz. He is the president of the Hippolyte Bordelon House in Marksville, Louisiana. We're talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. We've got more to come. So don't go away. Stay with us. More Strategies for Living coming back.
makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, joined by Adam Bordelon today. He is representing, well, he's actually the Registrar of Voters in Avoyelles Parish, but he's got his presidential hat on. He's the president of the Hippolyte Bordelon home in Marksville, Louisiana. And so thank you for doing this, yeah. Adam. This is wonderful. Let's give a little background here in history, because the home has been known for a long time as the Hippolyte Bordelon home. It was late 1700s to 1820. It is now located on Highway 1 in Marksville. It was moved there back in the 70s. But the research says that the home was probably built by Valerie Bordelon, who was Hippolyte's father, and Valerie was the grandson of the first Bordelon in Louisiana, Laurent Bordelon, who came to Louisiana before 1730. He came as an employee of the French trading company, the Company of the Indies. And Laurent, I hope I'm saying that name. I'm trying to do my best Cajun, Adam.
Know your family.
You're doing good.
Laurent was a native of Le Havre in the Normandy province of France. And one of Laurent Bordelon's sons, Antoine, who was the father of Valerie, was assistant regimental adjunct of the militia of Pointe-Coupée Post in New Roads. He commanded the militia group in Galvez's expedition against the British at Fort Blute in Baton Rouge during the American Revolution. So there's a lot of history tied up here. Antoine had 12 children. So seven of Antoine's 12 children moved into the vicinity of the Avoyelles Post between 1796 to 1805, and then became the ancestors of most of the Bordelons in Avoyelles Parish, I guess, including you, Adam. And I'm not
somewhere on that line.
Yeah, somewhere. And I'm up here in Shreveport, but I'm in that line through my grandmother Jenny Bordelon, who we called Bum Bum. Oh, I got a story about that. So I remember this story as a little boy. My grandmothers, had some unique names. Mm-hmm. My grandmother Jenny McMillan, Jenny Bordelon McMillan. Everybody called her Bum Bum. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to get...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
My oldest cousin to say some French name, I don't know what it was. It doesn't matter what it was because it came out Bum Bum. And... So that's so what everybody referred to her then from that point on. My other grandmother was called Monis. Mm-hmm. So in our family, we have Monis and Bum Bum. But I remember as a little boy, a story. My grandmother came back from Marksville, and she said, this was before the, so she would visit, I guess, you know, what you're referencing as before the house was moved, wherever the family was, I guess, you know, the however many homes there were out there. But she would go down there and visit, and I remember her coming back and saying, telling a story of everybody had gone to bed. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she heard, she got woken up by hearing, Bum Bum, Bum Bum. And she sat up in bed and thought, nobody knows me down here by Bum Bum.
Right.
And so then again, she heard it. Bum Bum, Bum Bum. And so finally she said she opened the door and went out and timidly said, yes. And whoever it was that was calling looked up at her with a, you know, question mark, you know, and on the face saying, I'm calling the dog. Why are you coming out? And then she had to spill the beans. Yeah. Yeah. You know, well, up here, she's Bum Bum. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So you guys are, you know, again, and this is a historic site. There's so much richness in history here in the Hippolyte Bordelon House. What do you guys need? Of course, people can come down and they can go to the Facebook page. All you got to do is just...
It's the Hippolyte Bordelon Home, yeah. Right? That's the official page.
Hypolite. Get the H and the Bordelon in and it should pop up. But there's a Facebook page and lots of information there. Again, the December the 7th is the opportunity to have your photo with Santa between 12:30 and 4:30. You guys are doing some other fundraising stuff, Adam. What are you doing? What all are you doing, and how can people help if they want to get involved in the historic preservation of this very unique home?
Yeah, so we're having the first thing that we have. We're starting our membership drive. End of December is kind of our membership drive that we're going to start, you know, for the 2026 year. That'll run from memberships will run from January 1st to December 31st of 26. And it's very simple. It's just a membership donation of $20 per individual or $30 a household. And that's just to say, hey, I'm a friend of the Hippolyte Bordelon Home. There's some different variations of what we call it. And just to, you know, say we're friends of it and we're going to, you know, help support this effort, give a little donation and you know, whatever y'all need to use it for. There's a bunch of repairs that need to be done. The house was rained in around the 2019 area, and just some repairs that need to be made to the outbuildings. We have the little chapel in the back that definitely needs a new roof that needs to be repaired. And we have the chicken coop, and like we talked about, we definitely have the two-seater outhouse.
That's something that to see.
That we definitely want to preserve all that the best we can. We're just kind of taking projects as they come, one at a time. We just recently secured the frames and stuff on the porches to where we were able to safely enter and exit the home on both sides.
Excellent.
So that was done this week. That's, you know, it's not a full-fledged repair. But it's repaired enough to where we can start letting people back in and out of the house safely.
Wonderful.
With the intentions of, as we fundraise, to you know, fully redo the porches and the post and, you know, just kind of the steps and just kind of build from there. Starting in small steps and going from there.
You can definitely sign, Lauren and I will sign up as I'm committing to you right now. When we get finished with the interview, we'll sign up and become a friend of the home, and you know, I we'll do our part.
Sure.
And I hope other people will. And listening to us, what's the best way for them to become a friend of the of the Hippolyte Board Lawn Home.
So we're going to have this on our Facebook page. Where we just had a meeting this past week, and we're getting it all of it ironed out, trying to get it all together where people in today's world where you can cash app your membership or you can mail it in with a check. So we're going to put the forms on Facebook and kind of push it out to the public from there. But we also have it's called Preserve the Past. It's Support the Hippolyte Borla Home. And it's different sponsorships, like a heritage sponsorship, a preservation sponsorship, a legacy sponsorship, and a founder circle. And different levels, you know, naturally would get you different things.
Right.
For example, the heritage sponsorship will be, you know, you'll get your annual membership for $50. You'll get a postcard keepsake. Then you'll get a 20% discount on all admission costs for functions that we do, such as the Santa pictures. We're also in talks about doing a Hippolyte birthday party in January on his birthday, where we'll serve cake and, you know, maybe some ice cream, stuff like that, just to, yeah. And the $50 sponsorship, that'll help, you know, preserve small restoration elements, you know, signage and display material, stuff like that. And they go like from 50, the tier two is $100, tier three is $250. And then the founder circle is $500. Mm-hmm. And it's just different levels where people can donate. We actually had a donation come in this week. It was a $500 donation for the founder circle.
Wonderful.
So that's going to help out a lot. It's one of our board members that just really, you know, wants to be invested and took pride in, you know, getting it back up and running. So we really appreciate her and her husband doing that for us. And
yes,
like I said, it's just mainly just to get the community back involved, get some other people coming in, and you know, just it's one of a kind. It's something that you don't get to see every day.
Oh my goodness! I mean, if you can go and take a look at the Facebook page and see what's out there online. There's actually a few pictures out online that you can find. I mean, you'll see the richness of it. Now, as Lauren and I experienced, thanks to you, Adam, there's nothing like walking in there and being in there. You feel like you're walking back into, obviously it is a different time.
Yeah.
Right. There's nothing like seeing those old moss and moss walls put together and old furniture and all the artifacts inside of it.
Yeah. I mean, the old moss, I mean, the you know, to think
if
about
walls could talk, if, right?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
We actually had our board meeting there this week, and we were discussing different things, and somebody pointed out there's a door on the back porch on like the second level. Oh, and nobody's ever been up there to see what's in that trap door behind that surprise attic door. So I'm sure that'll be an adventure that, you know, comes up soon.
I love it. We're talking to Adam Bordelon from the Hippolyte Bordelon House in Marksville, Louisiana. He's actually, I don't know what nth cousin, but he's some cousin of mine, because Hippolyte is my great-great-grandfather. Just happy to have him today talking about the Hippolyte Bordelon Home in Marksville here on Strategies for Living. We've got more with Adam, so come back. Going to come back and talk about the chapel here in a moment.
We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living. Going down the history lane today.
Way back.
The Hippolyte Bordelon Home in Marksville, Louisiana. Hippolyte is my great-great-grandfather, Adam Bordelon, who is the president now of the Hippolyte Bordelon Home. He's also Registrar of Voters in Avoyelles Parish. He's with us as our life strategist here on Strategies for Living.
So, of course, this house is important to David and I, and even you, Adam, because of the connections that we have, that you have familially, right? But I'm wondering, for everyone else, why is it so important that we help to preserve the Hippolyte Bordelon House? And then, you know, historic buildings in general, what's the importance for the community, and then for everyone else at large?
Yeah, so it was before I got involved, but they used to have a Founders Day there, and people would dress in, you know, periodic clothing of that time, and they would do demonstrations, they would cook in the fireplace, and just kind of remind people of what was there and how life used to be back in the day.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we talked earlier, people think of plantation homes, and this was a working farm / plantation. I mean, this is where these people lived and worked, and they have the double fireplace, and it was to cook and keep you warm. And that's, you know, it's just a very simple way of life, and it's not something that we get to see these days.
No,
just very simplistic.
You know, it's 32 feet wide, 36 feet long. I mean,
it's not that big.
Right.
But it's typical of early French construction in Louisiana. So, I mean, it's a piece of Louisiana history. Two basic rooms centered by this large double cooking heating fireplace. And then there's the small back cabinet room that is used as a bedroom. There's two additional cabinet rooms added on the front gallery. And they got added in the 1800s, kind of 1830 to 1845. You know, the house is cypress. It's virgin cypress and pine. It sits on Cypress Piers. It was, you know, as you mentioned, Adam, the walls, what a unique thing, because it's a bucolage. What that means is mud and moss. And
you can actually see it still in the back of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now
it's amazing that the mud and moss has lasted for centuries the way it has, right?
Well, yeah, the interior and the front and rear exterior walls have been replastered, but there are interior walls where the original plaster is intact that you can see, right. And that's of course for historical and architectural purposes. So, yeah. I know I'm biased.
Right.
But if you love Louisiana, yes, like I think all of us do, and I'm sure many of our listeners do, this is a rich piece. Setting aside my bias, this is a rich piece of Louisiana history.
Yeah.
So
we talk about historic aspect too. I mean, I'm not going to say there's no other place, but in a small community like Marksville, especially in a Vols Parish, there's really nothing else that you could compare it to see craftsmanship with the moss and the mud put together to make walls. And you know, it's all the beams are all kind of have pegs that are all put together with pegs.
Yeah.
There's just really, you know, there's nothing else that really compares to that. We have a historic store down in Bourlonville in Big Ben area, the Big Ben Post Office Museum. And that's, you know, you can see that aspect of it, but actually the way that the people lived with the double fireplace, with only there's no living room. I mean, it's just one room, and
yeah,
that's where you ate and cooked and lived in that one room. And then you slept in the other room, and that was it.
Yeah. I the closest thing that I can relate to it is I grew up watching the Beverly Hillbillies. So I think of Granny yeah, cooking whatever Granny cooks in the fireplace.
Vittles.
One of the things, the chapel, you know, we've mentioned the chapel. When Lauren and I first came to see the home in 2019, we were able to see and take pictures of the chapel. And man, it's just little bitty.
Yeah, don't be
Yeah, it's little bitty, but it's got a name to it, and I think the person who built the chapel, there's a historical marker that's actually sitting down in the, you know, in the chapel. But how unique is that? Did a lot of people back in that day have little chapels and things like that in their home?
So I talked to one of the board members. Her family was actually involved in it. She was a Borel, and the Borel family, as you saw on the plaque, was the ones that donated the chapel.
Right.
It was in a local graveyard.
Oh.
And there are several stories that go around there that, you know, when it was raining for All Saints Day, they might have did mass in the chapel with just the priest. You know, the priest would be in there and do the mass, so he would stay out the rain.
Okay.
Right.
Just whether it was an adoration chapel in the middle of the graveyard. There was just, you know, several different just several different versions of the story, you know, passed down through oral history about what was done in the chapel or what took place in the chapel.
Right.
And
it's actually named St. Peter's Chapel.
That's it. Yep. And the, like I said, the Borrell family is the ones that donated it to the Hippolyte property and kind of restored it when it was brought there. And they, you know, took care of it and brought it there and just kind of became part of the property, just to show, you know, another piece of the way that history was back then and how things were just simple.
Yeah. So, again, there's so many reasons to get involved and help restore a piece of Louisiana history, and I hope people will. So go to Facebook and check out the Hippolyte Bordelon Home on Facebook. It's at 242 Tunica Drive. It's just right down from, lots of people know the casino down there. The casino in Marksville is a big tourist attraction. And what, Adam, the house is just a couple of blocks down from the casino entrance, right?
Oh, yeah. You can't miss it. you just look for the old Acadian-style house sitting on the corner in downtown Marksville.
There you go.
Definitely can't miss it. It's right off the four lanes.
And so if you can go down on December the 7th, you'll see this on the Facebook page. There's a fundraiser to benefit the home. You can get your photo with Santa. It's get an image. The first photos are by Grace Photography, and then you can also sign up if you're so if you're so inclined to preserve a piece of very, very valuable Louisiana history. Follow the Facebook page, and you can, as they roll it out, you can become
a
friend of the home, and I hope
help
that
I hope we can
have you back, Adam, as things get done. Thank you for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And
that's no problem. I will be happy to talk with y'all again. Like I said, we're just kind of getting things back off the ground, so hopefully, you know, in 6 months, a year from now, we'll kind of take one project at a time and get things repaired and back online.
We'll keep up with it. We'll come back and wrap up our conversation with Adam Bordelon today from the Hippolyte Bordelon Home in Marksville, Louisiana. Be right back here on Strategies. Strategies for Living. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Very special Strategies for Living for me today. I'm David McMillan, along with Lauren Leon McMillan. And Adam Bordelon is our life strategist today. He is he's actually the Registrar of Voters in Avoyelles Parish, but he's talking to us today as the president of the Hippolyte Bordelon Home in Marksville, Louisiana, which is a historic site. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. Adam, we've covered a lot of ground today. What do you want people to really take away from our conversation here today?
I guess the most thing that I could say to take away from it would be, you know, we're trying to just preserve and show people the simpler way of life. Mm. Life was just so much simpler back then. They had, you know, these little Creole houses and no running water, no electricity, no air conditioning.
Yeah.
And it was just, life was simple. Life was good. Everybody was happy. You know, people sat around and talked and cooked. And, you know, it's just, I find myself, you know, especially with my wife and kids getting, you know, you get, not say bogged down, but you just find yourself running from place to place and kind of missing out on the simple things.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the house just reminds you of simple historical values. I mean, just... Mm.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, just family, use... just sitting all around together.
And drinking good coffee, too. Drinking good coffee. Well, Adam, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being a great life strategist today. Folks, go and check out the Hippolyte Bordelon Home. You can check it out on Facebook, and I hope you will. And if you're so inclined, give some support. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living today. We appreciate you. We appreciate our sponsors making it possible: Azalea Cleaners, Robinson Film Center, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies too, SRT Sales Training, Uprising Addiction Center, and Mira Direct Primary Care. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Adam Bordlon, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. We'll see you next time right here on Strategies for Living.